You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Test of Time News.
Episode 508.
On Now You Know. So Tesla has revealed the Model Y L, the 6-seater version, in a new video. So let's check it out together and see. I know, this is all happening so fast.
So I really want to know more about those second and third row seats. I mean, how much space is there? How does it all work?
Well, the good news is that Chinese influencers already got to film the car and the embargo is now over, so we get to see their videos. So what you get to see here is actually a person in the second and third row, which I find super helpful. So what we know is that the first and second rows have ventilated seats. The third row has heated seats. The first and third rows have power folding, and the second row has these powered armrests. It's captain chair. Basically, and they have powered sliding action.
And it looks like there's a ton of legroom in the second row and the third row, which is amazing.
Yeah. Well, remember that Tesla added about 7 inches over 17 centimeters to the Model Y, which now makes it 196 inches long. So that's how they did it.
So this 6-seater Model Y has a rear touchscreen that allows the control of the rear 2 rows of seats, right?
Yes. As you can see here, the second row armrest can completely disappear so that this row can then fold down. And of course, the third row seat backs can fold down. So the Model Y will have a ton of storage.
So what are some other features and stats?
All right. So I was surprised to learn that the center screen is actually larger than the current Model Y. 16 inches versus 15.4 inches. There are 18 speakers, including a subwoofer. The L variant has 2 motors, of course. It's an all-wheel drive. Even the front row seats now have gotten a redesign, so they now have adjustable under-thigh support with headrests and electric leg support. Not sure if that'll carry over to Europe and American models. There are additional air vents in the B pillar for the second row and now in the C pillar for the third row. There's now a second-generation suspension system equipped with continuous variable damping, which is unique to the Model Y L. There's all-black headliner throughout the entire car, which is a first for a Model Y variant. There's a more expensive gray interior that'll be released later. 0 to 60 time, of course, we want to know that. That is 4.5 seconds. Nice. The battery is an 82 kilowatt hour LG NMC battery, so not LFP. There's a new Starlight Gold color being offered for an additional $1,670. Again, that might only be in China, or we don't know. Curb weight is 2,088 kilograms or 4,602 pounds, so that is 4.8% heavier than the regular Model Y. Storage space is now 2,539 liters or 89.6 cubic feet. Obviously, you get a lot more. Wheel size is 19 inch. The range, this is important, this is just estimated, but it's 327 miles. The price is 339,000 won or $46,700, which is 8% more in China than the all-wheel drive Model Y variant. And that's important. Deliveries will start in China next month.
Okay, interesting. I mean, I think this variant is going to be hugely popular in the US, and the timing is perfect. Just as the US loses the $7,500 tax credit at the end of September, the Model Y L will come out hopefully in Q4 or early Q1 and boost sales.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, having owned a 7-seat Model X for many years, I became acutely aware that more is not always better. When the 6-seat Model X finally came out, I was like, oh, only 6 seats instead of 7. But then after riding in a bunch of 6-seat Model X's, I realized how easy it was to get in and out of, unlike the third row in my old Sparky, where it was like kind of getting loaded into an Apollo capsule.
Commander, we are now entering the third row and following checklist Alpha 1. Niner, begin seatback engagement on my count.
Confirmed. You are now secured and ready for takeoff. Safe trip.
Yeah, that space between the two middle seats is not wasted. It's super helpful in allowing people to easily get into and out of the third row.
Yes. Okay, but can we talk about something? And maybe I'm not understanding, or maybe I'm being a little too picky, but with the seats all folded down like this, there is this gap between the seat backs of the second row, which could be great for odd-shaped cargo. Like, I can imagine a bike wheel fitting right into there, but...
I know what you're thinking. How do you put a Snoozu mattress in there?
This was one of my questions. Yes, because 7 extra inches of length will be great for sleeping. But that second row gap.
I'm guessing companies like Snoozu will think of something, either an inflatable support or a foam block or even a piece of wood just to go across those two seat backs or something.
Yeah, I mean, plenty of stuff for third parties to come up with.
So yeah, what do you guys think about the new Model Y L variant? Let us know in the comments below.
And that is our Patreon poll today, which we'll get the results of in a few minutes.
Now, getting back to price, if it's about $3,500 more than the standard all-wheel drive Model Y in China, then in the US, that would probably make it around $52,000, right?
I think that sounds about right. Obviously, Tesla will play with the price, but that sounds like what the price will be. And that should fit into whether you guys think it's a good deal or not.
I don't think it's too out there. When you get into the land of 7 and 6 seat SUVs, it's right. The price typically goes up. You are getting more cargo capacity. It's just bigger in general. Now, it doesn't have that kind of roof back that everybody likes with SUVs for some reason. They're highly inefficient. That's why Tesla didn't go for it. But it doesn't, through the design language, it doesn't say, I'm a big SUV.
Right.
And that, I think that might be the biggest problem, but I think that if you can get people in a test drive,
yes,
they're probably going to see that it's big. And the only thing that I think would be super fun as a third party would be to take those second row seats and have them be able to rotate.
Yes, really.
Like real Captain Chase.
That would be so cool. Time is running out for your chance at winning the 11th annual Tesla raffle from Chesed Chicago. The drawing is September 1st.
This year, the expanded prize pool includes some of the most sought after electric vehicles on the road today.
There have already been 10 lucky winners. You could be the 11th driving off in a brand new top tier EV.
It's a win-win. You get a shot at an amazing prize, plus your ticket helps Chesed Chicago support families in crisis through 80-plus life-saving programs, from food and furniture to job placement and more. Only 9,999 tickets will be sold, and once they're gone or the drawing date hits, which is Monday, Labor Day, September 1st, that's it. No second chances.
Go to ccraffle.com now and use promo code NYK to get $25 off of 2 tickets or $500 off of 15 tickets.
That's ccraffle.com. Use the code NYK. Your chance to win big and give bigger and maybe become the next winner of a luxury EV.
Hurry and get in before the Labor Day drawing.
You know, if I were to enter the Chesed Chicago raffle and I won, I can't enter it, but I would not choose a Ford Mach-E.
No, of course not. Why would you?
Well, because Motor Trend would.
No, they wouldn't.
Well, if it was between a Model Y and a Ford Mach-E, they would.
Motor Trend put the Model Y and the Mach-E head to head to make this article interesting, but there's no way they chose the Mach-E over the Model Y.
Well, let's read it. Let's take this section here. Bumps are dispatched more assuredly and body motions are better controlled, making the Ford far more pleasant on a long jaunt than the Tesla. Or how about this one? Moving or not, we generally preferred the Ford seats. They're softer and have more give in the cushions, especially in the rear. Or how about this part? Both cars come with panoramic sunroofs, but we'll take the Ford's smaller sheet of glass and its physical sunshade all day long. The Model Y tries to get by with tint and anti-UV coatings, but on a pleasant summer day, judges felt like they were broiling in a solar oven. Should I go on?
Wait a minute.
Okay, of course they said some nice things about the Mach-E, to be fair, but overall they didn't pick the Mach-E as the better car.
Well, let's just jump to the FSD or Blue Cruise section, okay?
Oh, okay. I mean, that's where, obviously, Tesla is going to win.
It says, quote, Blue Cruise does everything it promises and does those things very well. FSD Supervised does more things, but does them inconsistently at best and sometimes downright poorly.
Blue Cruise does everything it promises? Does it promise to drive like a 10-year-old lane-keeping piece of But again, this doesn't mean that Motor Trend picked the Mach-E as the overall better car. They can't be that stupid.
Okay, let's just cut to the chase then, shall we? Let's go to the end of the article. Okay. Quote, every judge had the same question coming into this test. Is the Juniper update enough to keep the Model Y on top? The answer is no. Ford's systematic enhancements, coupled with Tesla's missteps, have made the Mustang Mach-E the better all-around mid-size electric SUV.
So I guess Motor Trend is just that stupid or corrupt.
Allegedly.
Yeah. There's no way. I just can't believe they're like,
well, the Ford's panoramic sunroof is smaller, and that's why we like it, because it's worse.
You just read it. That's what it said.
I can't.
Every single section.
The Model Y won before.
Oh, yeah.
The Mach-E has not changed at all.
They claim there's enhancements. I don't know.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I know.
Okay, whatever. Whatever. It's Motor Trend. They've been stupid pretty much this whole time. They just keep going. They're like, oh no, we need credibility. We'll say the Tesla's good. And then like a month later, they're like, we'll say the Tesla's bad because that's what our backers really want us to do.
Yeah, I mean, they need advertisers and Tesla doesn't advertise.
Well, I get it. You know, the Model Y being the best selling car in the world, it's boring. You know, that's like so old news. And I don't know why I'm using that accent. But it's like, really?
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Really?
I know.
Really?
So you remember that under the Biden administration, Congress approved $5 billion under the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure, or NEVI, program to fund new EV chargers along U.S. highways.
And then you remember that the Trump administration issued an executive order to freeze the funding because the billions already spent hadn't actually built that many EV chargers.
Right. But then in June, U.S. District Judge Tana Lynn ruled that the president's EO was unlawful because it was approved by Congress, this money. So now Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is reinstituting the NEVI program, but he has revised the program to, quote, update, streamline applications, provide states with more flexibility, and slash red tape. So this will ensure that charging stations are actually built, he says.
Okay, so how much money has been spent on these EV chargers so far, and how many have been built?
The latest info on government websites is $3.3 billion has already been allocated to the states, with $527 million that has already been spent so far. And, to your second part of the question, 382 charge ports have been installed so far.
Charge ports.
Mm-hmm. Ports, actual cables with chargers on the end of them.
And they spent $500 million?
Mm-hmm. $527 million.
So that would be over $1.3 million per charging port.
Yep. And I think that's why the Trump administration wanted to shut it down, because even if these numbers are remotely close, that would be highway robbery. And if you want to spend a heck of a lot less than $1.3 million per charger, I want to thank our friends at Smart Charge America for sponsoring this episode.
Since 2007, Smart Charge America has delivered fast, affordable, reliable, and safe electric car charging solutions to thousands of businesses and residences nationwide.
Yeah, Smart Charge America just installed our Tesla Cybertruck PowerShare charging system, so now our Cybertruck can back up our house.
Smart Charge America took care of everything. They worked with certified master electricians who are licensed and insured, and also local installers.
So if you need anything from home chargers to batteries, residential to commercial, I would not go anywhere else. I would go to their website right now, fill out their free quote form, and let Joe know that Zach and Jesse sent you. All right, time for some SpaceX news, and Starlink posted that Starlink continues to support those in areas impacted by the wildfires in Canada by providing an additional free month of service for existing and new customers. I know this seems like old news because they were doing it for months, but they're still doing it because there's still fires.
But quick, where's Canada?
South, north?
North, Mr. Spire. Due north.
And Starlink posted Starlink connecting schools in the Philippines to high-speed internet, and Elon said,
connecting the least connected.
But remember, he's a Nazi. So. All right, it's time for our video contributor stories. What do we got this week?
Thomas checked out the new service station in London, Ontario.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. This is Tom in London, Ontario, Canada. We have a new Tesla showroom. I think there's chargers here too somewhere. There must be. I'll see if I can find out where they are. So, methinks there must be some more somewhere else. See if I can find them. It is a huge showroom slash service center. The parking out the front is for hundreds of cars. We'll drive around the back and see what we can see. I see five destination chargers, but only two superchargers. Just come across this construction site. There's a whole bunch of chargers going in. I'll count them up. They look like the version 4. Not sure quite when they'll be ready. Looks like a dozen chargers going in here. It's at the junction of Southdale and Wonderland Road in London, Ontario.
So now you know.
Thanks, Thomas.
We've got our awesome network of eyewitness reporters on the ground throughout the world. I love our community. Thank you, Thomas. All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. And on Patreon this week, we've got so many stories just for our patrons that we couldn't fit into today's show.
Yeah, does Tesla's latest over-the-air software update now include advertising?
We're going to talk about that because we have firsthand experience with what it just did.
You'll want to join us. Come on, it's just $1 a month for all of this awesome exclusive content just for our lovely patrons.
Head on over to patreon.com/nowyouknow, support us, and keep independent journalism strong. We'll see you there. All right, we're back from Patreon bonus stories. Time for the Patreon poll.
What are your thoughts on the new Model Y L variant?
Oh, really good. Over 50% said, heck yes, count me in.
Nice.
You can't ask for better than that.
Not really.
Not everyone needs a particular variant of
That's
car.
That's very true.
All right, it's time for community mail time.
Miranda was at the supercharger in Quincy, Washington, and spotted several other EVs charging there.
Nice. It's good to see that the network's working for everybody. Armando spotted this Lucid Gravity in Sacramento, California.
I don't know what's on the top of it. It's definitely a LiDAR of some kind, right? Huh. I don't think that's a surfboard.
I guess they want to be a Waymo.
And they're not the only ones. Chris spotted this Mercedes with LiDAR on it in Toronto.
We're seeing a trend.
It kind of looks like in Back to the Future, the...
Oh, yeah, Mr. the Fusion thing.
Mr. Fusion.
Steven and his family spotted the Cybertruck at Disney World.
And Jay spotted this school bus in Aurora, Colorado. Check that thing out. What do you think about that?
You can't miss it. That's for sure.
That's true.
Hardik just flew down to Tampa to pick up his new used EV, got the $4,000 used credit, and drove 1,000 miles home.
Wow.
Nice.
All right.
Smart move.
And Wade made a 1,300-mile road trip out to Yellowstone in his brand new Model Y, and the bison there seemed to really like how quiet his car was.
Nice. That's awesome. All right. Do we have an EV tip of the week this week?
Oh, Mike shared with us this tip.
What? One finger door opening? Is that like a Vulcan mind move?
Fascinating.
You got to have some pretty strong fingers.
Yeah.
I tried it this morning.
Did you almost break your finger?
I was like, oh, you're a rock climber. I get it. But so, it is very cool.
Wow.
I mean, I usually go for like the pull with the two finger thing, right. But that is one way to do it.
All right. So warning, don't break your finger, everybody.
Yeah.
Maybe tape up first. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody.
We'll see you on Thursday. Now you know.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.